we get a table.
We got these high ass motherfuckers. Damn, dude, I'm too perched for this.
Yeah. Like, you got an owly look.
I feel like a fucking bird of prey right now, dude. Where's the pussy?
This is the shittiest owl.
I'm in a relationship. Where's the drugs? Who's got weed? Who's got edibles? That's my new character. Mr. Fucked Up Owl.
The Tootsie Pop Owl, but he's...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he's horny.
Yeah. How many licks does it take to get to the center of my ass? Just one.
About that. Bet you never heard anything like that before,
yep.
Huh?
And that's what you paid for, folks. That's
how
what
much?
You dumb motherfucker spent money to hear. It's just going to be that for a while.
That owl. Why did they go to owl? Because he's wise, right?
Yes.
Okay.
But if he's so wise, why is he asking how many licks?
He's not. The boy is.
He's telling
him. It's some boy with schizophrenia that talks to animals. Yeah. The boy with severe schizophrenia that's been unleashed on the neighborhood with nothing but candy.
Yep.
And he talks to owl.
The second commercial is him just skinning the owl alive.
Right. He's kicked out of his school because he got rabies. So he just eats candy on the streets and asks some oddly sexual questions about mm-hmm. how many licks it takes.
That was pretty flirtatious.
It was.
I could see the vibes between that owl and that boy.
Well, the turtle initially.
Right, the turtle.
He's like, Mr. He's like, Turtle. I don't know if you're thinking
what I'm
thinking.
The turtle's like, bro, I'm not with that freaky shit. Check out the owl, that motherfucker.
He's wise.
He'll kiss you.
Yeah.
He's wise, so he fucks boys.
He's wise enough.
Who was the Don Draper at the Tootsie Roll? Who had the Tootsie Roll campaign?
That was
like,
a good pitch.
Yeah, it's a boy. It's a mentally disabled boy. And he can talk to animals. I'm like, Don, what the fuck?
Don, I don't know about this one, Don.
What does this have to do with the candy? Do kids what? Kids don't want to fucking talk to animals. Just say the candy tastes good. He's like, all candy tastes good. It's candy. That's why it's candy. How do you differentiate yourself? Mental illness. No one's talking about it. We're going to talk about it first.
Mm-hmm.
With a cartoon.
I love that.
Yeah. Because, I mean, nothing else survived from that era. There's no other fucking candy commercials.
The Cadbury egg.
The rest of the companies were racist.
That's true.
They were like, mm-hmm. Do you like Oreos? About slavery.
The only cookie that thinks we should bring slavery back,
it's
Oreos.
It's two escaped slaves that caught the owner's wife. And it's a fun cartoon warning kids about having too many Oreos. They're like, we can't air that one anymore.
do you guys have
to put that one in the vault and
gone.
Say it was for the war effort.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have copper tone sunscreen here in Canada? Yeah. What? Why was that girl being molested by the dog?
It's a great question.
Mm-hmm. What was the artist that came up with that?
Well, I think artistically they were trying to show how white her ass cheeks were in stark contrast.
Do they have to show a baby's ass cheeks?
Huh?
Do they have to show a small child's ass cheeks?
I think they were thinking
because an adult has deliberate tan lines to get fucked. The baby, it's just
that's true.
It's accidental.
See, whenever I tan, I put sunscreen in the just an arrow pointing to my dick. So that I'm tan and then I have just a white arrow where it's like, check out my fucking little 5.78. You know what I mean? This all.
Imagine the woman that falls for that. She's like, I wasn't gonna, but I saw the arrow.
The arrow pointing down.
I saw the arrow and now I'm horny.
Yeah, I knew this girl that had like guns pointing to her pussy.
Oh, yeah. She's cool.
It's like, that's like, it would be better if they were just real guns. It'd be less of a warning if they were actually guns than a tattoo of guns.
She wanted you to go Yosemite Sam on that pussy.
That would really.
But it's me jacking off.
That guy wouldn't be welcome at Yosemite.
What's that?
Yosemite Sam would not be welcome at Yosemite.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very chill place.
Park.
If you tried to show up with guns and shoot them.
Hey, chill out, brother.
Like,
we
listen,
got
you fucking ginger midget. Yeah. People are trying to have a good time with moose.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yosemite. Is there a different
Yosemite? No, he's a Texas guy.
Yeah, he's not even from Montana.
He's not from Montana.
Is Montana? Is Yosemite Montana?
Or Yellowstone
or Yosemite?
No, Yosemite's.
Wyoming.
Yellowstone.
None of you are from America.
Don't
shut
tell
up.
My own fucking country.
Don't tell
you don't
us.
Know America.
Don't tell us our fucking geography, you pieces of shit.
You already stole this land from the Native Americans. Yeah, you're not going to steal it from the real Americans.
That's right. That's right.
They're the first peoples. The first
now,
peoples.
Where were
either
we?
Montana.
Montana or a different place.
Or one of the Dakotas.
Or maybe Arizona.
No, Dakotas is Badlands.
Now, that has nothing to do with the Grand Canyon.
That's Arizona.
I almost said the large hole.
That's what it means.
Hole.
Yeah.
Cañon Grande.
You know, there's Native Americans that live at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and it's like sneaky. That's well
that
done.
Is sneaky of them.
Is that real?
Yeah. They're like, we'll bury ourselves deep like a spider. Like a funnel spider would. They won't take our land.
You think
they're hiding? And it's like, no, we just don't want to. That's a hole. We don't want to come down there.
You think they're just laying low for a couple hundred years?
Yeah.
And then they're going to
get
they're
back. Coming
all
up with
all
plan.
Of the Cherokee laughed at us for living in a ditch. But who's laughing now? You all have tuberculosis, but we still have our beautiful hole. Get to live in our hole forever.
Do you think you could take, if you were
it's
transported
really hot
back
down
in
there
time,
too. What's that?
Do you think you could beat up a Native American?
What?
If you had to. Not current day.
This
relax.
This is one of the worst.
Relax. No, no, no.
What do you mean relax?
What I'm saying.
You think
saying,
if you could, like, you mean, do you, could you will yourself to go back and beat up a Native American?
No.
Knowing
I'm
what,
not
was,
saying,
knowing
hold
what
on.
Was in store for those
hold
people.
Hold on.
One of the worst stuff I've
shut up, Adam.
Ever.
Stop trying to get a you haven't said shit all fucking podcast.
I said shit.
And now you're trying to jump on my fucking back.
Wait a second. I had the copper.
Don't get a laugh out of negativity. Quiet down and
I'm
let
just
me explain
saying it's
myself.
Not a good question. Okay, explain.
Thank you. Now.
I won't be shouted at.
Now, I'm ready.
In public, in
I
front of
strangers. I got somewhere to go with this. Here's where what I'm saying is you're dropped.
Apologize
you're dropped,
for shouting first.
No, fuck you. You're
no.
dropped. Apology never.
No, apologize you, in
no.
front of strangers.
Apology denied.
But behind strangers.
apology not sent even. You're transported back in time.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So it's before we. I'm not saying go to a fucking reservation, beat up some old drunk guy. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying you're dropped. It back before the fucking
before
gringos got here.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
Do you think you could one-on-one beat up a Native American?
Yeah, they were. I mean, I think I probably could because they were probably on average about 4'8" at the time. Because people were shorter back
that's
then.
That's not true.
No.
It is true. I'm pretty sure that's true.
They've been
true.
Living off the land. Now, you also get a gun, so that's important to know.
Yes, I could beat them up with a gun.
Could you beat a whole village with a gun?
But here's the thing. They've never even seen karate.
That's true.
I haven't done it myself, but I've seen it.
You
I have
could
some idea.
You could
I would probably be better at basketball than a Native American,
that's true.
Too.
You're like, I'll shoot you for this land.
Yeah.
We'll just play free throws.
Actually,
by
no.
principle of having seen it be done.
I changed my mind. Have you seen Apocalypto Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
they were tough, dude. They were rolling heads down pyramids and stuff.
Yeah.
We don't
you,
do that
you
shit.
Would get fucked up.
I would teach them how to paint with all the colors of the wind.
That's true. Yeah.
That'd be sick.
So that's what I would do with it. In
America. That's good.
You know, I was thinking earlier when you brought up that girl with the guns on her hips, tattooed.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just having like sex with her and just seeing her emotionless face?
Why? Because she's dead.
It would just feel worse than if you were like, if you're laying pipe down bad with a girl that doesn't have gun tattoos, that feels kind of
right.
bad. But the gun tattoos, she's like, I really love sex. And this
I was
is bad.
Yeah, I was wildly
bad.
Molested.
I
and
was
I'm still
so
not
molested.
Into this. Yeah. And I still cannot,
can
you
cannot
imagine,
get a rise like, out not, of me. Like, just not please, like, getting to the point of sex and then just her just being like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And you have to look at these guns. On yeah.
You just have, I'm sorry, tattooed above your yeah. dick.
Yeah, you lift up your balls. My bad. It just says my bad. I'm going to get that, dude. I'm going to get my bad tattooed under yeah. my balls. So every time I bust quick, I'm just like,
sorry.
God. That would suck.
Yeah, that would be horrible, dude.
You fucked her?
No.
You just knew her.
Yeah, she would do.
I wouldn't have sex with her. I'd be too scared.
Open mic.
The standard, the bar is set so high with those guns.
Not really. No. No.
That's the lowest.
I think you're approaching
low.
This from the opposite direction.
I feel like she.
How you arrive at guns pointing at your pussy.
Yeah. If you're getting guns pointed at your pussy, yeah. I feel like.
I can't deal with that kind of aristocracy, the mm-hmm. kind of person who's got pussy guns.
Uh-huh. What do you mean? She's like a queen?
She's like, yep. She would. If we sent her back to right. pre-colonial days, mm-hmm. people would be like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
Kind of those, well, what are those markings?
I mean, they had tattoos. Native Americans had tattoos.
Yeah, they did.
So we'd have
in fact, tattoos go back much further than...
than guns?
Yeah, they're tribals, yeah. dude. Where do you
think
Oh,
you mean they
from?
Wouldn't recognize the guns?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Okay.
That comes from their tribes, dude.
Or, that's true.
They all had, like, barbed wire.
You're like, damn. You're like, damn, what if you went back with a mohawk? Yeah. Like,
dude, what if I went back and just made a teepee and slept in it?
Mm-hmm. They saw your dick, and they're like, we should live in one of those. It's a weird, fleshy triangle.
Oh, shit, were they circumcised? No, right?
No, they were circumcised.
They were uncut.
That would be wild.
That's why
if they
we
were
killed
them. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They were Jewish.
They didn't have clothes.
The Native Americans are Jewish?
They were. We were the first ones here. We were.
Yeah. It's because there's only one day of a year they're grateful. Yeah. The rest of it's like, well, you know, I don't know.
No, we take what we can get.
I, you know.
Hey, you know that
things
land?
Things could be better, I guess.
You
could
know that land we gave you? Didn't like the deal, actually. Can we renegotiate?
Yeah. I love the expression Indian giving.
I know. So you Perfect. Just stole the shit from them.
Yeah. Well, no, the implication is that Native Americans would give something to you and then take it back.
Right, I know. Yeah, but it's like the thing they gave you, you stole.
And then they weren't even able to take it back.
Right, yeah. It makes no sense in any way. Yeah. Any way you look at it.
Yeah.
And
you know, they got sports teams, so.
That's true.
I guess that was the compromise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was what they wanted.
Their respectful visage.
We had to give them to them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's what every Native American looks like.
What?
The Cleveland Indians mascot.
Yeah.
Chief Wahoo. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny because the Redskins is probably the most slur-like.
For sure.
But, like, just an accurate portrayal of what a Native American.
Right. The picture is pretty good.
Yeah. It's kind of a nice drawing.
He looks noble.
Yeah.
He's hot.
Uh-huh.
He's a sexy guy.
Right.
The Redskins mascot is hot.
Right.
He looks kind of
Whereas
Italian.
The Cleveland Indians guy is, like, you know... Yeah. Probably got extra chromosomes.
right.
He's a cartoon.
Yeah.
Disabled.
That's true. That smile is, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's sucking on sap. Do you know what I'm saying?
Chief Wahoo.
They didn't have candy.
Chief Wahoo.
Chief Wahoo. So not. Can you imagine what his underlings would look like?
Oh, that's the chief.
That's
he's the
chief.
Main
Whoa,
guy.
Good point.
You know, unless they have like a European system mm-hmm. where he's just severely inbred.
Mm, the king.
The family of chiefs.
That's true.
Yeah.
The Habsburg chief.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What are your natives like? They're probably...
They're cold.
Are they chill?
They're freezing.
You got, like, Comanches here. The coolest ones we had are now all helicopters.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah. That is so disrespectful.
Yeah.
We're gonna
if you're shitty, you become like a Dodge. But if right. you're cool, you get a fucking
if you're cool,
$8 million attack helicopter.
If you're cool, we name a vehicle where we use to kill other brown people. Yeah. We name.
And it doesn't work with a particular type of sand in Somalia.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's why the Black Hawk downed, like, their helicopters didn't work.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, because the sand. I just made that up.
No, I've seen the movie probably a million times.
Wait, they got special sand over there?
Yeah, they got Somali sand.
That movie was tight because they put, like, first, like, the cast, everyone was in that movie when that came out.
Mm-hmm.
But they put Orlando Tom Bloom Sizemore. In it, who was just, like, being masturbated to by 11-year-old girls day in, day out.
Who?
At that time, Orlando Bloom.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then they kill him and, like... In like the first like 20 minutes.
Oh,
or so.
Hilarious!
Yeah,
mm-hmm. They just made those bitches fucking.
They throw him out
tickets.
Of that hell. He falls out of the helicopter.
Damn.
Yeah.
What's Bloom up to these days?
He's got a big dick. Do you see that picture on the kayak?
Mm-hmm. That's what he's up to.
he fucks Katy Perry and he's got a hog.
No, Katy Perry?
Yeah.
That's nice, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. What
Did you ever see that? I've said it before on the pod, but that guy, what's his name? Justin, the comedian. He's in comedy movies.
Justin
Long.
Long.
Justin Long getting head on a kayak. It's one of the funniest pictures ever. It's incredible. There's a storm brewing in the distance, and Amanda Seyfried is sucking his dick, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, someone should.
What
it
kind of paparazzi
museum?
Is taking these Etsy pictures?
It's not. It's from the Fappening.
15 degrees starboard, fellas. I think Justin Bieber's getting pigged off that island.
No, that is true. That was paparazzi.
If there's one thing I love, it's taking pictures and selling them to TMZ.
Justin Long's was a Fappening leak.
Mm. Was it?
Yeah.
It was a selfie.
It was from Amanda Seyfried's phone, and I know that because I looked at her fappening picture.
So was she like this?
The
was
best
like
is and Eliza, and I don't know if I've said this
took
publicly.
It and they gave it back
he
to her,
it.
So she
and Eliza,
remember
hold on.
Giving head with the storm in the background, which is gorgeous. Who wouldn't want to remember
so
that?
So wait. You saw his face in it?
No, you see his dick and her sucking. He's taking the
so
pic.
He took one like this.
He took one of these.
Interesting. Good.
And then, but it's just, it's the composition.
Because I would love to see.
It's fantastic.
Because I want to see him smirking while getting his dick sucked. You know what I mean?
I don't need to see the guy's face.
No, just his cock. That's what you're more interested in.
Yeah, if I'm watching a porn, all I need is his dick. I don't need to see his face.
I want to see him smiling, dude. I just want to see him getting head.
I
want to
see what he's saying, dude. I want to hear it. Do you guys see fucking Undeclared? That's probably what he was saying.
Yeah. To her?
To her.
Yeah.
Do you see Undeclared?
Have you ever just really been smiling while getting your dick sucked, like ear to ear?
No.
Well.
Never once.
So
just so happy.
Nick has a dead look.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, I just also have gun tattoos.
Yeah. The gun tats. You know what I'm saying about the gun tats.
Yeah,
right?
We're with you.
Sure.
It sets the bar.
We agree. No, I agree
with
you.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Hey, everybody agrees with you, man.
I love this background.
Yeah.
It's cool. Stone. That's how you know comedians are real blue collar, fucking hardcore. Right?
We're doing this in
an
alley.
We're just like the shitheads that come see us, you know? Living a hard life in a place with bricks. Just I live a brick life out of stone, and I'm not living off nachos and fucking.
Oh yeah.
Cushy hotel rooms.
I'm in a bad way because of those nachos. I wolfed those bitches.
Yeah,
down.
I thought there was a lot of nachos left, and then after my set, no nachos.
Well, I had to. First of all, I did not eat all the nacho. Hold on.
Where'd the nachos
before? Before I am falsely accused of eating all the nachos.
I wasn't accusing anyone. I just said what happened.
Let me explain what
happened.
And
then I'm looking at you.
Let me explain what happened. I ate a very large amount of the nachos. And when our waitress came back, I was like, please take these away from me. That was what happened. I was like, I cannot be in a room with these nachos.
My friend Adam will be hungry.
Adam, it's not about you, man. This wouldn't have been there one way or the other when you got back. It's just... Were they going to be inside me or were they going to be in the trash?
Okay, I'm going to eat these fucking mushroom chocolates that this guy gave me because I don't have dinner. Because I'm going to...
Do
just,
not do mushrooms, bro.
Right now on stage?
Don't do it.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No. No, I'm going to...
No, he's going to be awake all night.
No, I'm going to be up all night talking about my dad.
Yeah.
I don't,
you motherfuckers get to go home. I have to
you
listen
to
him.
Get to go home,
him.
And I got to be like, listen, he tried his best. He had limited ability. He He never really got over his parents' divorce. And it's pretty pathetic to hear someone almost 70 still talk about his parents' divorce.
Damn, his parents got divorced?
Yeah, pathetic.
And he's
right?
Like, he's 70 years old.
What a loser.
Well, no, I mean, you gotta
it's
be
probably
like,
his
who's
fault,
getting a fucking divorce in the fucking 40s or whatever?
Yeah, it was very unusual for the
what happened?
So apparently you sympathize.
They're like, there's a new thing you can do with the law. They're like, let's try it out.
It's true.
We both get to have our own lawyer.
It's true.
Like, this will make us closer than ever. We get to fight over the money.
That is very funny. That is very funny. That is very funny. It was a sound anti-Semitic joke. You guys should,
isn't it a Jewish custom that if you don't lay pipe good enough, your wife can divorce you?
No. Yes. Actually, no. Yes. No, that is true.
I swear to God. I mean,
no,
I'm
it's
serious.
A fucking thing. And then the seeds, because like your husband has to like grant you a divorce.
No, it's
so if you don't fush, if you don't fuck good, if you don't fuck good, the wife asks for a divorce. And if you don't give her the divorce, the wife can hire like Hasid goons to beat you up in a fucking parking lot.
He's basing this off of like, The Sopranos season 1 episode.
No. If we have to look this up like that fucking Bob Dylan thing again.
This is from The Sopranos.
Remember how you would fight me on the Moyles giving herpes to babies thing?
I didn't fight
now
you
it
on
is
that.
Common knowledge.
No.
Common knowledge.
First of all, that
this
was a very
everyone
rare
knows
people
that.
Know.
That
was a rare
everyone
thing
knows
that happened.
Moyles suck off babies and give them herpes.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah.
No, there was a couple of guys that got like arrested in Brooklyn because they ran a ring for like women whose husbands wouldn't give them a divorce, and they would like take them into a fucking like storage facility and put cattle prods on their nuts.
That's
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
I
called
thought,
a get. Okay, you need to get. All right, never
there's
mind.
A get, and then there's something else, isn't there? Two divorces. Again, more paperwork.
Well, there's the marriage ref.
You have to go see Jerry Seinfeld.
Where you see Jerry Seinfeld.
Does he lay the pipe good or not? How big is your penis, Moshe? Show us your little baby Jew dick. Something like that, would you say?
Yeah, that's also real.
Would you?
Yeah. That also happens. In the wild world of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. You guys got a Brooklyn here? Is this it? Probably.
Yeah, the Hastings.
Gas town?
When I asked people what to do here, they said smoke some gas at Gas Town.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Oh, damn, dude. Dude, was that
so everybody does meth here now?
For real?
Dude, legal weed is great. They're like, well, we'll
the
find
gateway.
Something else.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's fucking lame, dude.
They have a fentanyl problem here?
Nice.
Damn.
Hell yeah.
I think that is something that, because most of it comes from China. And it's like, what a genius plan.
Good
like,
for
oh,
them.
They're already addicted
Good
to opiates.
Good
Let's just
them.
Import a bunch of like bottom dollar price poisonous opiates into the country, which like we kind of deserve for what we did to South America.
That's true.
So
cocaine.
What?
Cocaine.
We took course. Their cocaine?
No, we just instigated drug wars. We also, yes, we took their cocaine.
Yeah. That is fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
Every country should
have
get their
seen,
own cocaine. Dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's entitled to the cocaine that grows on their own fucking cocaine trees.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. It would be awesome. We were talking cocaine, and I'm just thinking how Pablo Escobar had tigers and shit.
Well, he had hippos.
Hippos?
Yeah, he had a whole zoo.
That rules. Yeah.
You should get hippos, man.
I would love hippos. They're dangerous, bro.
I know,
they're
but
mean.
They would welcome you.
Yeah, of course.
You have to... You're the link in between hippos
as
and people.
As the alpha, dude.
The same teeth setup.
I would love to fucking race a hippo for some chocolate. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just some.
And that's exactly what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they race people for chocolate.
Like, well, hungry, hungry hippo style is what I'm saying.
That's not what happens in that game.
Yeah, dude. There's like a little ball. Okay.
Yeah.
It's circular
ball game. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't want to eat a circular ball. I do want to eat chocolate.
Well,
excuse
I'm
me.
I'm sure I can find some kind of circular ball that you. In fact, we went and got dim sum this morning. So
that's true.
I know I watched you eat a bunch.
A
of
lot
balls.
Of circular balls.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But are those big enough for the to entice the hippos?
Mm-hmm. Would you say?
I don't know. I don't know what they eat.
They would need something bigger. Like a circuit, a dumpling to a hippo is like...
They eat whole watermelons.
A sprinkle to me.
They have that video of people putting a... You can just place a watermelon in a hippo's mouth and it'll crush it.
Yeah.
And I just want to do that with my head. Imagine how satisfying that would be.
That would be awesome.
Before you have time to regret it. It's already just lights out.
We could paint... All right. We shave you completely.
Mm-hmm. We don't and need then, to do that. No, just put my head in... Okay, there, I'm done.
No, because they don't want to eat your fucking ugly-ass head, dude.
Yes, they do.
It doesn't look appetizing. It's fucked
up. That would suck.
It
to get rejected
bad.
By a hippo.
Yeah. Here's what we do. We shave you completely. We paint you green.
Paint you like a watermelon.
Okay.
And then...
And now I want to live again.
Because you're the max.
Right. Now
you're like, somebody stop me.
But it's too late. I'm already on my way to my hippo
watermelon
death ceremony.
Head. Yeah. The second before it smashes your fucking head, you're like, no, this was it.
Yeah.
And that's your curse, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Finally, when you had the will to live.
And I can be one of those rich guys that people get mad about on social media because I went to Africa to be eaten by hippos. They're like, he's messing with the ecosystem.
That's white male mediocrity.
Fucking white mediocrity.
Mediocre white mayo ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. You would be stealing that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting eaten.
Yeah.
Are hippos only in Africa? Where else are they?
Zoo. Sea World.
Yeah.
Okay.
Zoo has them.
But there's no like indigenous like.
They had them in Greece too.
No.
Yeah, they do. That's where the name hippopotamus comes from.
Yeah, your mom actually.
No.
Yeah.
No.
There was a guy in Greece.
No.
It was one of his teeth fell out. This isn't a human.
I live here.
Yeah, I know. This is
I'm
millions
not a guy
of years ago.
In Greece.
Everyone has a historical counterpart that was them millions of years ago.
Is that real?
Yeah, because everything's like, you know, a simulation.
Oh,
they run out of it.
In a past life.
No, in the same, just a different instance of the same life. So you're actually what hippos are named after.
No. That doesn't even make sense, dude. My name is not hippopotamus.
River. It means river horse.
So does Stavros.
Potamosis River.
Yeah.
Hippo. Does horse mean hippo?
River horse is hippopotamus.
Fuck, how do you say horse in Greek?
You don't even know your own fucking language.
I know,
which is further evidence that you're not even a human being.
Hold on.
Because you're not even capable of naming yourself or being self-aware, which is what an animal is.
In ancient Greece, yeah. Fuck, what's a... Alogo is what a horse is in current Greek. Modern Greek.
So they didn't tell you any of this stuff because...
Because I am one.
Because
Yeah, because I am one.
You know who wouldn't be able to say hippopotamus?
A hippopotamus.
Right, exactly.
Right. Fuck. He's got me there. He's got me on stone cold logic on that one.
Stone cold.
Fuck, dude.
I'm part animal.
Yeah?
Yeah, what part?
Koopa Troopa?
What... What part of you is Koopa Troopa?
The nose.
Ah, right. That's true. You do look like him.
He's a Jewish villain.
Yeah. He's not Jewish, is he?
The one Troopas? Of them is. The one that does magic is.
Yeah.
It's true. No, I mean he is.
He is. He's not doing a joke.
I'm not. Yeah, no, I mean, if you look at the way he talks and stuff.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he's like, what?
One of them does magic?
Yeah, there's one that flies around. He casts spells on people.
Oh, yeah, yeah. From Mario Party.
Yeah.
Your favorite game.
No, he's from... Three?
World.
World 3. There you go.
Mario World.
3.
But I'm not wrong, right? I'm pretty sure... What's that?
Comac,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty Jewish.
Comac.
Mm-hmm. Kovac.
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 Comac.
Kovac.
Okay. There we go. All right. Okay. Boy, that new Men in Black was a real piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
We saw it yesterday. And we walked out.
Came in late, left early.
Yeah. We just sat down, ate a whole large-ass popcorn and some candy, and then we're like, we've seen enough of this movie. We're going to get out of here. We were killing some time for before the airport.
It's, like, impossible to put, like... Arrival is the only alien movie where the aliens aren't a little bit racist.
Oh, yeah.
Men oh, yeah, because they got awesome. Kumail to do the alien.
Well, no, because that other the guy that dies is just a fat
African
Indian
guy.
Whatever
yeah.
that guy was.
Yeah, yeah, they had African
like,
guy.
I can't wait to get some pussy.
Yeah, yeah the movie starts yeah. some fat, either African or Indian alien.
I think he was African.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
horny for alien
was
pussy.
Was the Jababian?
Or actually, no, he wanted, Jababian.
Yeah.
Which sounds like a slur.
Jababian, yeah.
And he wanted to fuck Tessa Thompson.
He did want to fuck Tessa Thompson.
Which you can blame
Thor
him.
Thor was going to make Tessa Thompson fuck this yeah. African
Thor
alien.
Thor gets raped in the first scene in the movie.
Yeah, he gets raped by an octopus woman.
He does.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, wait, he does. I thought you guys were
raped.
Joking.
No,
yeah,
no,
right.
no. He gets. There's the movie opens with a rape scene.
Well, it's not a full rape. It's
well, she's a chick. Like, her face is a chick and her bod is a chick.
Whoa,
but
whoa,
but her
whoa.
Arms are octopus arms.
So what?
And then she rapes him.
Yeah.
She doesn't rape him.
She rapes Thor.
He's like...
Well, she poisons him, so she puts something in his
that's
drink.
That's true, that's true.
And then
oh, so
the
stop.
Only way he
you
gets
don't
the
think
antidote...
That's, you don't
no,
think that's
no, you're
right.
right. She poisons him, and then she's like, how bad do you want the antidote? And then he's like, oh... And then she fucks
like,
him, that's
yeah,
right.
She's like, I'll give it to you if you have sex with me.
If you suck all eight of my octopuses.
There's literally nothing... no difference between that and what Louis C.K. did. So, if you...
What if that was a story Louis gave? Got women that opened for him poison? And it's like, look, the antidote is my cum. That's yeah. the only way this is going to...
The antidote is just watching me check on.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even having sex with me.
It's not poison. It's just sweet and low packets.
Yeah. I wish I... I'm going to stock up on poison and antidote.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Because you know, people don't really pull that move that often in real life, but that seems pretty valuable.
Imagine
disputes with customer service departments. I mean, that would be the best resolution I could ask for. Mm. It's like, let me guess, you want to speak to the manager? It's like, no, I just want to know if you want the antidote to the poison. So tell me again what your return policy is.
Well, it said my whole time.
So what are you going to do? Call the police? We're running out of time.
I'll go to jail.
I'm the only one with the antidote.
You're right. I'll go to jail, but you'll be dead.
You'll be dead.
So, you'll be dead.
So
what do you think
about
this?
Let me bring back this Brita filter.
Yeah. What do you think about this no returning vacuums that you've had sex with policy? You want to rethink that one or you want to fucking die? Those are your two options.
Mm. I think my girlfriend has poison.
You think she has poison?
Mm-hmm.
Just in her room? Where?
I can't prove it yet. But have you tasted her cooking?
Uh-oh.
Just kidding.
Damn.
Just kidding.
Love you, Adam.
Thank you.
Now's the chance
for me to yell, Adam, I love you. I want to kiss you, man. I'll treat you right,
I cook
brother.
Better than she does.
I cook better than her, and I will not call you a bug.
I don't have poison.
I don't have poison. I would just want to kiss
you. My
and I
heart
hold
just
you.
Hurts. My heart is poisoned for you. And the antidote was you the whole time.
As Shecky Green once said, please kill my wife. Mm-hmm. Is that what he said?
Please rape my wife.
Please rape my wife.
Yeah. Please rape and murder my wife.
Rape my wife. It was a catchphrase.
I never understood that.
Take my wife.
Take my wife, please. Well, I don't get
take
it.
Take my wife, please.
But no, what's
that,
the turn?
But someone says
that's
that
the
it,
turn is
someone
please.
Says,
but I don't get what the turn. He's saying take my wife.
For
says,
instance. Instead of take my wife,
for
example.
Oh, yeah. No, I always imagine if someone's holding
he
a
says,
gun
take
to
my
his
wife,
head.
Please.
And he goes, take my wife. And then he goes, please. That's why it never made sense to me.
Nah, dude. Comedy was just easy as shit.
Yeah,
30s.
No, I didn't.
No, someone says that's like the tightest written joke ever.
Who did? Your dad?
Who is someone?
Some fucking...
A professor.
Some nerd from
yeah,
a
who
million
is someone?
Years ago. That's the best joke ever written.
Someone said...
Some Holocaust survivor you overheard in Dunkin' Donuts.
I believe it was...
Those Lower East Side guys?
No,
with
it
the
was
fishing jackets. Stealing napkins from Dunkin' Donuts.
No. I believe it was Professor Xavier.
Oh yeah.
at Yale School of Comedy.
Were we talking about the guy who thinks his mutant power is screaming the N-word at the time?
I'm not afraid to say it.
They're like, whoa.
Yeah.
He's like, well, show me who else is doing it.
It's a power.
What do you mean it's not a fucking mutant power? I don't see anyone, literally anyone else
no
doing
one else
it.
Is screaming.
The way I do it.
It's bursting people's eardrums.
Yeah, end scream.
End scream.
Damn, I wish I was Professor X, dude.
Yeah. I mean, in a way you are.
That would be awesome.
Handicapped. Bald.
Hold on. Nah, dude. If I was, my dick would be getting so big right now.
Mm-hmm. He can't do that.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody got mad at me because I guess it's an incredibly hack point, but like, why doesn't he just like use his legs like a marionette if he can do things with his mind?
Yeah.
And they're like, they address that in the comic books. He was like, I'm not going to find out.
So he can move things, but he can't grow things.
He can't make his dick bigger. No.
Okay, all right.
Or he can't move his leg. I mean, it's like such a...
He could jack himself off hands-free.
They clearly did not think about it when they created the character, and then years later had to be like, oh, right. Well, no, it's because of his code.
I got a question. You know how Darth Vader could choke people like this?
Mm-hmm.
Why couldn't he jack people off like across the
room? He could, but he's a bad guy.
That's a good answer.
Wouldn't it be worse though?
Good answer.
Hold on.
Good answer.
Right before he should edge them if he's a really bad guy.
He should
guy.
Edge them, then choke them.
Exactly.
Edging feels
get
good.
Them about to
then
come.
Edging feels good.
Huh?
Edging feels good. No. Also,
then
it also gets you kind of high to be choked for a minute or two. Mm-hmm. It doesn't need to kill you all the
these
way.
These guys clearly weren't. These guys don't have fucking guns on their hips. Do you know what I mean? Tattooed.
No, they have
blasters.
Phasers.
I don't think
blasters.
These guys are into getting choked.
Phasers in Star Trek?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The point is, I would edge them if I were Darth Vader. I would jack
edge
them off
them,
so close.
Then choke them to death.
And I would, in fact, I would make them be about to come, and then with the force, I would put the cum back in their balls. So it would actually hurt. They would come. Yeah. They'd be like, I'm about to come. I was like, no. And then I put the cum all the way in their ball, in the bottom of their balls. And then I choke them. Pretty bad guy shit to do,
yeah,
if you
yeah.
ask me.
Dude, we would be so sick of being the dark side.
Yeah.
Darth Vader didn't even think of any of this shit.
Nah, dude.
Well, I don't know.
What?
I don't think that's really particularly dark. I don't know.
Jacking people off and not letting them come and then putting the cum in the bottom of their balls?
Yeah. I don't know. Hard. Yeah, no, it seems like you're helping them still.
That would feel horrible.
You're unjacking them off.
You're
jacking and then unjacking. And then you kill them.
Then you kill them. Mm-hmm. What would you do then, motherfucker?
I don't know. I choke them also.
See? That's not imaginative.
Mm. Yeah, I guess not. I guess if I could, what I would really do is give them like a brain tumor.
Oh, okay.
And then they're like, what the fuck? You know, and they're like,
oh, nothing.
Don't worry about it,
yeah,
man.
Good job.
Enjoy your vacation, dude. You earned it. Yeah. Is your wife's name Sarah? Yeah, let her know I said hi. Hey, enjoy Cabo, man. I'm sure you're going to have a great couple of weeks.
I'll catch you back at the
next like,
store.
Oh, my God, you collapsed? What happened? Did the doctor tell you what was up? Maybe don't let the rebels get past the fucking ship. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, oh, it's incurable? That sucks. Anyways.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Okay.
His wife's just naked while this is happening. Like, oh, yeah,
we also
I took your wife's
what?
Clothes mm-hmm. off.
Bro. Yep.
Yeah, he didn't get pussy after Princess Amidala.
No, his dick burned off in the fire.
Oh, that's right.
Damn. Which is also like, of course he's going to let him be on the dark side.
Yeah, let him be dark side, no dick.
Mm-hmm. If you're dickless, you should get to do a couple murders, mm-hmm. I think. That's only fair. They should be regulated. They shouldn't just be any, you can't murder whoever you want, but a couple bad guys, you don't have a dick.
Yeah.
What's the problem there?
You want to let the dickless people pull the lever?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yes. Should
executioners should be solely dickless.
It's just a plot of Green Mile as they all hate Percy. And it's not that his like dad is a warden. They're like, remember, Tim, he lost his dick a couple years ago. His dick fell off. His dick got caught in a cotton gin. You got to let him pull the switch if he wants.
I watched that again. That holds up.
Green Mile?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
He pukes the bugs?
He pukes bugs, yeah.
Is that magic? He does magic?
He does magic.
What kind of shit does he do?
I don't know. I mean, it's some Stephen King shit, so yeah. It's like, you know, it's bullshit or whatever.
Spooky. Stephen King made up mad shit.
It's crazy that he's like such... Because you watch It, and it's like, this is retarded. This is like a four-year-old coming up with a story. Like, there's a clown who lives in the sewer, but he's scary, and then the boy goes in the sewer, and then the friends have to help the boy, and it's like, what the fuck is...
Yeah.
It is don't like a meandering toddler.
Aren't they all like 11 and they all fuck the girl? Like
they all fuck the girl.
I know, for real though. Don't they have to fuck a spider and then the girl or some shit?
Yeah. I mean, have you seen... Because I've never actually read a single Stephen King book. I'm assuming they're good, but anything that's a movie based on it... You've seen Dreamcatcher, right? What's up? What's going on?
Keenan's got something. What do we got? Is that
dip?
It's just beef jerky. Have you ever heard of this?
Ooh.
You're trying this on for size?
Dude, what is this?
Airheads?
Yeah, they're Airheads, dude. Yeah. Don't worry about what they are.
I watched a couple of...
You've seen Dreamcatcher, right?
I watched...
Salute to my man Keenan over here, dude.
Is that Keenan? That's Keenan from your set? So you get mad pussy and shit? Dude, that's sick, dude. Getting pussy is the best.
I'm really into podcasting. Yeah. I just podcast all day.
10 milligrams.
Dude, chill out, bro. These are not for you. Keenan, did Keenan give those to you or to me? You can have
one. The squad, dude.
I'll let you have one. Socialism. That's right, dude.
Dude, what's your fucking friend's name? Kel, dude? What? Boo. I said that on purpose because I knew it wouldn't be fun.
Whoa, the fucking puppet master, dude. Mm-hmm.
I love to pull the strings. I'm the puller of strings.
Let me get one more, though, actually.
Dude, you're going to do 20?
I'm going to do a hot 20.
Dude, you're going to get faded, bro.
Bring it over here,
motherfucker. We have to go get those, you know, those chicks to come over.
What?
We have this plan where we're
Adam's
gonna
cheat on Dasha. He wants it documented on the podcast.
No, I'm not gonna cheat
in front of hundreds of people.
Boo,
he wants them all to know about his death, his real cheating that he's doing.
I thought we were
his plan to cheat on purpose.
No,
premeditated. With
first of all,
the last girl he followed on Instagram. If you go through his recent follows, to
first
find
of all, that's
the
not
one.
True.
That he followed, and that's the girl that's coming later.
First of all, that's not true.
So Dasha can find out
Adam,
who it is.
Adam, what are you doing on your phone?
And there's
who are
no
you
way
following
he
on
said
the Instagram
he was
app.
Going to do it, so there's no way for him to deny it later.
No, I thought we were going to get some chicks to come over that knock on the door and be like, yo, it's the cops. And then they come in and take their fucking clothes off and not fuck us.
You just want to get strippers like it's our bachelor party for no reason? That would be so funny to just do on a fucking Sunday night.
Just three guys?
Three guys.
Three sober guys in
out.
A room?
Yeah, in the Airbnb above the Chinese family we're staying
that told
with.
Us, yeah, we got to tell the strippers to take their shoes off. Because the Chinese family's like, you can't wear shoes.
Oh, yeah, those house rules are like, yeah, you have to take your shoes off. And it's like, no, I'm not.
I'm going to wear my fucking
stand
shoes
on the bed.
In the bed. Yeah.
Take that, dude.
And turn it
fucking
into an
asshole Airbnb.
Trampoline.
We're paying you to give us rules.
We're paying you.
They said that we're not allowed
fuck to fuck up your property.
That's right.
That's what Airbnb means.
They said we're not allowed to have beer in their Airbnb.
You're not allowed to pour beer all over the bed.
Yeah. I'm gonna piss the bed tonight. Yeah.
That'll show them. You should shit your pants, too.
I'm going to shit my pants.
Yeah, I took a nice steaming dump in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm. It's yeah, I left an upper decker in there. Yeah, we got to stay there a couple more days, but whatever. Yeah,
we upper decked the refrigerator. Yeah.
The main point was I was...
I love upper deck. Yeah. Upper deck is when you shit in the ice cube tray, right?
No, it's when you shit in the top tank.
I know, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I was doing a joke.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry, I wasn't listening. Boo. I was thinking of dope shit, so I didn't hear it.
That's so. I'm gonna start doing.
What's I do the, like. I do like not knowing what upper deck
yeah,
means.
Yeah, dude. I gave that bitch an upper decker.
Yeah,
dude.
I upper decked.
Oh what? Oh. Oh yeah. I should. Yes. I should. Yeah. Toilet.
That's the towel.
I definitely did not punch the woman I had a dispute with. Some guy thinks it's just he's bragging about fucking beating up women.
You guys do that here? The domestic violence here. Yeah. Little DV and BC, baby.
I love that.
Put a little DV and BC. This one goes out to all the women I've hit all across Canada.
Sometimes.
Left my fist in your fucking face. Yeah.
I left my brass knuckles in the Vancouver. What's the original song?
What?
I left my heart in San Francisco. It's about your first gay experience.
It's about Dean Martin getting sucked off at a glory hole in San Francisco. Was it Dean Martin?
Well, yeah, probably.
Maybe. He's either him or one of the 10 million people that did that kind of music.
Yeah.
There's only like five guys that did music in the 50s.
Perry Cuomo.
Yeah.
What?
You just put on a suit and you're like, I'm fucking better than that. You ever fucking do this shit, everybody? Hey.
Singing is easy.
Half the song is like, hey, you're okay, right?
Hey, what's up with you, dull face?
Oh, I'm taking a break for a second.
Yeah.
Well, the band is still playing.
Yeah.
They can smoke cigs and sing those songs.
Yeah.
That's how easy those songs were.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Did someone just say, wow?
Sometimes you gotta sing with while you're smoking cigarettes. And other times you have to know where the bit is going before you start
singing.
You need
more information from yourself.
Sometimes
what falls flat, you're already halfway through the fucking thing.
It's pretty tough to pull out of a bit where you're singing.
Where you're singing.
People expect a punchline.
But
unfortunately, one is not coming. And it's just going to be.
We got any
this.
Italian fans in the crowd?
who out here is Italian?
Fans in New York City.
Get them out of here! Get these fucking marinara stained tracksuits the fuck out of my. Get them out of my fucking audience.
Does Canada have, like, I mean, I'm sure they have Italians, but is it like they're like WOPs or.
Yeah.
Do they act embarrassing?
Because they
like
have them in Australia, which is weird. Because it's like, this is the other side of the world.
Yeah.
And you're still like this.
Yeah, dude.
No.
Some things are just in your fucking DNA, bro.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, no, fucking yeah, kangaroos and shit, eh? Nah, no, I'm just saying, the fucking, it's, you know, it's like an outback.
So I'm in the fucking outback.
Hey, we're
right?
in the fucking outback, right?
It's a fucking scorcher. Mm. These fucking
and some fucking mooly's leaning against my fucking kangaroo.
Some fucking mooly throws a fucking.
I got my fucking kangaroo there.
Yeah.
And this fucking eggplant son of a bitch is leaning on it. And I was like, buddy, where the fuck do you think you are, huh?
Hey, whoa, watch where you're fucking pointing that boomerang,
112th Street. Is 3,866 miles away.
Wait. You know what?
Better get on the 6 train for about 78 hours.
I'm looking at so many disappointed girlfriends right outside. I love that. That's
Rethink.
My favorite kind of person that comes to
That's
our show.
That's what you get for bringing your Italian girlfriend.
Yeah, don't bring...
Let's go home! Have you ever dated an Italian woman?
I've slept with her name was Mrs. Mona Lisa.
Hell yeah, dude. What?
Smile. Say it. Smile. Just say it. We all know you're gonna say smile.
I was trying to think of something else. Miss Mona Lisa smile. Smile.
Perfect. Smile.
Smile.
What was Mona Lisa's smile about?
Mona Lisa's smile was about they found out that when they were painting that portrait, she was just about to get busted on.
Yeah, oh, nice.
That's why she did that face.
And so Julia Roberts sets out to get busted on.
Yeah.
Because she was she's like a nerd that's never been busted.
She's a nerd that's never
Bust
got a
Bust on me. Something but bust on me instead of kiss me. Bust on me.
Okay.
Put some cum
There's
on
an extra
my
syllable there, but
lips.
Yep.
Do do do. Do 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 do. Bust on me.
Are people still nutting on people's faces? Is that a thing? Still?
Oh yeah,
no,
of course.
No.
Keenan's out here busting all over the place, dude. Keenan's spilling seed from sea to shining sea, dude.
But honestly, if you're born after 1996, it's all about pissing on the face now. That's what the Gen Zers are doing.
No, they're past that,
they
dude.
They piss on faces now.
No.
Yeah, it's true.
That's like a fun...
That's it, yep.
That's one guy who's got a piss fetish, dude.
Yeah.
Who's into getting pissed on in here? Woo! My man.
Hey.
All right,
respect.
Dude.
Respect.
You,
that's great.
Do you piss on?
No,
as well?
One guy that made noise.
Yeah.
It's not one respect. Guy.
Do you, sir who wooed? Sir
What's
who
that?
Wooed?
I piss on
people. Oh, he likes to pee on
Oh, I'd like to clarify that I am usually the one doing the pissing.
It's, yep. I'm the pissing top.
I would like to make it clear that I.
The first time
I don't receive the piss, I am the one that places the piss onto them.
When I was a boy, I saw one of those bumper stickers where Calvin from Calvin and Hobbes is pissing on the Chevy logo, and it got me really horny. Yeah. So
that would be awesome if that's how people discover their fetish.
Their piss fetish.
That's how you know you want to get pissed
this
on.
This guy's a regular Calvin.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Salute to you, brother. What's your name? Do you have a weird Canadian name, too? What's your name?
Mounty.
Miles.
Miles. Nah. It's not that good.
Are you straight, gay, bi?
I'm mostly straight.
Mostly straight.
That's
I like
cool.
that. That's progressive.
Answer.
Is not only, thinking, not only thinking that everyone can use the bathroom, but everyone can be the bathroom.
Yeah. That's right.
I like that. Give it up for Miles. That was a good answer.
Absolutely, dude.
Mostly straight.
Miles
is
straight. Yep, Miles is straight until he fucking.
Imagine having your first gay experience with that guy, and you're like, I guess I'm also gonna get pissed on.
Yeah.
Might as well go the whole nine yards.
That is true. If you're, you know, might as well.
Yeah.
Little urine in the brow never hurt nobody. Dude.
Urine in the brow. It's like an idiom. What's that expression, urine in the brow?
Yeah.
I use it all the time. I'm not sure where it comes from.
This is a lot better looking. I mean, you guys don't look good, but you're a lot better looking than Otto. I didn't mean to pander to the audience.
Dude, Otto was so funny. We did a fucking, we did our show.
There was a guy that put on his like best Tevas to sit right up front.
There was a rough scene.
No, it wasn't even the crowd necessarily as how, it was just like, we were in this like high school auditorium or some shit. And it was like some weird complex where they did like graduate, like children's graduations. And the ushers were all like 80-year-old women.
They were like,
fucking.
They were like talking in the.
Are you here for the show?
One of them was
doing like the.
our manager.
The Whispering Meadows Nursing Facility production of Midsummer Night's Dream the night before.
Our
and then
manager.
A cum podcast.
Our manager heard one of them being outside, like, outside the show, being like, and then he said, child pornography.
They were so nice when we got there, and they would not look us in the eyes after the show. Mm-hmm. But then we all fucking...
Imagine, yes. Like, that's your last night on this earth.
She dies in her sleep.
Yeah, she goes home and flatlines. I mean, it's possible.
It is possible. They were
it's
that
possible
old.
Possible for any of us.
Any of you could.
Any of you.
Not
could
me,
be,
dude.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
live forever.
I've been watching a lot of dash cam footage, and that can happen to any of you. At any there's a video that was on Twitter yesterday. It's like outside like Temecula, this guy in like a Silverado just does like 100 right into like a bunch of cars stopped in traffic. And just fucking obliterates this car, and like they pull up, and like the woman's like, you know, dead. There's like a GoFundMe for her family or whatever. But like I do, you know, because I mean, no, it's morbid. It's a morbid fascination. I like kept watching the video. The guy was like drunk or whatever, But it was just so funny to imagine that he's just looking at pictures of boobs. Yeah. His phone. He's just looking at tits.
I would love that, dude.
That would be so funny.
It's not even bare tits. It's like women in bikinis.
Just Jessica Rabbit on his phone. He just kills an entire family. Like, was he drunk? They're like, no. He was looking at deviant art.
Yeah. He was just... He was looking at a picture of tails, but if his tails were all cocks. And that was the last image. That's the last image your son saw before obliterating a woman.
Before killing an entire family.
Speaking of, like, fucking looking at just dumbass titty pictures, I remember when my friend George's dad got divorced.
I met that guy.
Some old Greek guy.
Yeah.
When he got divorced, George looked at the Google history of his computer, and it was like, sexy girl bikini. It was like he was looking up porn like a child, dude. It was like, girls on the beach. Jacking off to pictures of women at the beach.
Yeah,
dude.
But we laugh at old guys like that, but it's like that's because they haven't been looking at just like rape, tentacle, you know, like all this shit. It's like that guy's 60 and he doesn't need dick pills.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Whereas, like, I need a dialysis machine.
Yeah, dude.
I need to be wheeled into the office.
That's right.
Just fill my brain with porn, you know, it doesn't work anymore.
I need Darth Vader propping my cock up with the force while I fuck, dude.
Yeah.
That would feel awesome if you're fucking
cool.
And Darth Vader just
long
jacking
distance
your dick.
Jack off.
While you, that would be awesome.
Honestly,
while you're
that would bring him back to the good side of the force.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. He's also got a big penis. I didn't see it. We found his condoms. They were Magnums.
You're like a 30-year-old man, like, let's go through my dad's stuff.
No, I didn't fucking look at him.
We're going to go through my mom's stuff.
My boy told me.
What the hell?
He was looking for socks. And
what
his
the
dad's...
hell is... My mom's got like a fake penis. What
just
the fuck?
30 years old looking at a dildo. What is this? I wonder how it'll feel in my ass.
His dad being like, come on, man.
Come on, I know what you're doing.
Come
man.
On.
I'm trying to get my dick.
Get
there,
a job.
Bro.
You're like, well, Blockbuster went out of business, so it's not my fault I don't have a job anymore. I thought I was going to be renting videos forever. It's not my fault my career disappeared overnight.
Does anyone's dad have a big penis here?
Of course. Statistically, yes.
Jeez. I saw my dad's small penis so many times. I really lost respect for him immediately.
Yeah?
Wow.
Is your dick right now bigger than your dad's right now?
I'm not sure. Maybe I'm telling on myself a little bit there, but I like to think it is. I mean, I've never gotten both of our dicks hard.
You gotta go see.
I had a real measuring.
That's the only way to know, brother.
But I'm waiting for his deathbed, and then I'm gonna jack him off. Right
your
there
dick gets now. Hard when you die, which is like kind of my evidence that heaven is real.
My dad's gonna pass.
No, that is very nice that your dick kind of gets a little fat before you die.
Yeah, right? God fluffs you before you
die. Whoa, brings you to heaven.
We don't want the nurse to think your dick is little, so yeah. I'm just gonna an angel comes down and sucks your dick for 4 seconds.
Yeah.
And then you die.
Yeah. No, that is very nice if that happens.
Mm-hmm. No. My dad's gonna die, he's gonna get a boner, and then I'm gonna ask my mother and sister to leave the room, pull his pants down, get hard, get a ruler, and then I'll know if I won or lost.
No, you need a third party. You need like an accounting firm.
I'll get PricewaterhouseCoopers there. Yeah. I'll have a third party.
To verify, dude.
To verify,
you
absolutely.
Need Deloitte out that motherfucker.
I'll have McKinsey Group mm-hmm. there. All right.
Damn, dude, those nachos are fucking me up.
Yeah?
I'm going to have to eat more edibles.
You're going to have to eat. You ate too much, so you need to consume even more?
I might have to take more of the good Mother Earth's medicine.
How's it feel to be living in the second best city in Canada behind Montreal? No, they didn't like that.
Damn. Adam's
maybe
going heel,
maybe
dude.
Maybe the best. Maybe the best. It feels bad. Montreal's sick, dude.
You really liked it that much?
Yeah, you can grab the stripper's titties.
That's true.
You can't
can
do that
can
here.
You grab stripper's titties here? Huh? Number Five Horns? Is that a
what
specific
that?
Strip club? Okay, nice.
Number Five Horns?
Horns?
Is it a Chinese business?
Yeah.
I mean, it's named like a Chinese every Chinese restaurant? Business is like, good luck, number two, happy day. You know, it's like, you run this by one person that speaks the language.
Yeah.
Before you just threw whatever into Google Translate.
I think there's a thing where they want to.
Your business lawyer? Yeah. Yeah, no, this is the name we want. Happy Day Good Time Smile Club.
No, there's
like you
a
sell shoes? You're like, yeah.
There's a naming convention where they want to put like good words in the names of their businesses. I lived in Bushwick next to a very good Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, no, I mean in Chinatown it was all like most excellent thank you dumpling house. It's like, well, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
It was okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But the name, phenomenal.
Mm. So we got to go to Number Five Orange.
Number Five Orange to get one of the Number Five
sucked
Orange,
off,
yeah.
Dude.
Mm-hmm. What do they let you do there? That
I don't even sense. Like strip clubs. I couldn't. I didn't even go
you
to
can,
strip clubs.
You can touch them.
Yeah. You can touch the breasts.
I believe you can do anything if the cops aren't there.
Oh.
That's well, that's
true,
kind of
man.
The rule everywhere.
Yeah, that's not.
It's kind of a rule
pretty
to live by.
Pretty much in any place.
Yeah, if the cops aren't there, you can just fucking beat off the child porn all day long.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the thing I love about
the
library.
Oh, it's a legal officer?
Yeah.
Then it,
well, where were
you when I was jacking
where
off?
Where the fuck were you then?
Huh?
Where were you? If I'm breaking the law, why aren't you doing your job here stopping me?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to fucking know what the law is.
Yeah.
I'm just some guy that worked at Blockbuster. Yeah. Going through my dad's shit, figuring out, measuring his dick. Now I can't try to have my day off at the library, and you're trying to tell me I'm supposed to be a law expert.
No, I didn't. We didn't go to a strip club, but I did go to a pornography theater.
That's true.
And I saw three old men having sex with each other in the audience, and it was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen. A real life lemon party. It was incredible.
That is cute. Good for those guys.
Mm-hmm. It would be better if it was just two old men, though.
No,
why?
Three old
because
men.
Because I like the idea of like an odd couple.
Walter Matthau, yeah. Jack Lemmon.
God situation. Damn it, if you don't clean your dishes, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
Now we have to. You always want to have gay sex in the theater. Why can't we just have gay sex at home?
I just like having fun. You know, we can do it outside. There's no reason to have to stay home all the time. Can't we have a nice night out together? Just once? Just once we can go out together and have a nice night?
Wow,
we have a nice night at home always.
So good at that, dude. Do more Jack Lemmon.
Do more Jack. Don't put me on the spot.
Yeah, come on, Adam.
Why don't you do more anything? I'm
all
sorry.
Right, I will.
That was me. No, don't. He's my friend.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, Adam. Show him. Show him.
I'll do something.
ISO.
Yeah.
Do your impression of Seal. Do Seal.
Seal?
The singer, Seal.
Okay. Okay.
It's that guy that wants
okay,
to
no,
fuck
no,
you.
Okay, no. Okay. What is it? Da 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 da. Hey, baby! No, shh. Why you always a keys by a rose on? What?
That's you're close. You're getting there.
You almost got it, buddy.
The mannerisms and inflection are correct.
My power, my passion, my fame.
Now turn it gay. Fame? Turn it gay. Turn it gay at the end. Just be
why gay? I was doing Chinese.
It'll be good. It'll be good.
I thought
gay plus Chinese, dude. You can't lose. That's the formula, dude.
It's so hard to do.
You got
Seal.
It. You got it, bro.
What else? What other songs did he sing?
No, he is. Both Seal 1 and 2 are great albums.
Both. Nick knows 90s deep cuts, dude.
That's not a deep cut. They're both Grammy award-winning albums. Fucking Batman. I mean, come on.
All right. What other songs do you sing?
I can't name a single one. I can't tell you a single one. What's that?
I hate Seal.
You hate Seal?
How do you have an opinion?
Yeah, why? What did Seal do to you? What? Why did this start? Okay, it's just that
Kiss
one
from
song.
A Rose.
He's got scars on his face.
I don't think it's that bad a song. You're really worked up
about
it.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Yeah.
You hate him with a passion.
With
is
a passion.
So, but does that have anything to do with anything
hold on,
else?
Just why? Give us just some insight into why you dislike Seal this much.
What happened when that song was playing?
She was
in the background?
Seeing the Batman with Val Kilmer. She was what?
This guy loves it, dude.
It's about transcendence, man. That guy's
it's
right.
About transcendence. That guy that pisses guy on right. people.
Urinate on folks, and I just like to say that friend. Seal is about transcendence.
Dude, honestly, that is the coolest crew at this show. The pissing guy. The guy that thinks that the Seal song is about transcendence.
Crazy. Crazy is the other big single.
Crazy? Going crazy, crazy, crazy. No, that's Drew Hill.
Can we play this?
We have the rights. We have the rights.
We have the rights to all this music. You just say it before. Copyright 2019, Come Town. Copyright our.
We wrote this.
This is our song. So
this is our song now. Copyright.
You're not allowed to sue us.
I've never heard this in my life.
You've heard it a million times.
Oh, I know this.
Yeah, you know that one.
That guy was going off right there.
Oh, he's really into it.
He's really into it.
You know what's good?
You look like do you wear one of those fanny packs as across your body? There you go. He literally was wearing it.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That just, hold on.
One of those kind of guys.
You didn't call that. You just looked at it.
No, I didn't see it.
What is this guy? Got like a haircut
or something?
You
got a fucking
something?
Shirt? Is this guy
I
wearing
literally
a fucking, what are you, one of those
it.
Fucking hat guys over
this
here?
This is one of these guys that drinks a fucking beer and sits there. I bet. What do we got? This type of fella?
We should do more insult comedy about the crowd.
That's right.
What are you guys wearing? Patterned shirts together? Boyfriend and boyfriend?
Got him. It's
what
bad.
Are you, over there.
The subtext is it's bad to be gay.
That's cool. That's cool that you guys are. Boy. The Rambo? Which guy?
No, man. Fuck you. You don't tell us what to do. Shut the fuck up and sit back over there. Probably one of these fucking Canadian Italians. Thinks he can fucking shoot off his mouth.
I'm dying to know, man.
No, well, guess what? No, absolutely. He wants to say it too bad, and you want to know too bad.
Let him say
That's
it.
Not how this fucking works,
It's
dude.
Not, because we still got to find out why this bitch hates Seal so much.
There's a cue.
Why is this broad?
There's a pressing issue.
Baby.
What do you know to hate about him? He came from, I think, an African village. He
has
lupus.
Scars on his face from Africa.
From lupus. From either Africa or lupus. They gave him scars.
He has facial scars from...
from Africa.
From Africa.
Just the entire continent.
Damn, man. What happened to your face? Africa, bro.
Dude.
Fucking Africa, bro.
Yep. I went to the
He was British.
Yeah. But before that, I was African.
Heidi Klum.
That's pretty cool.
It's cool to have sex with anyone. Mm-hmm.
That's one of his other singles.
Yeah.
It's cool to have sex with anyone. If you've ever had sex, that's pretty fucking tight. I can't wait to have fucking sex. I can't wait to do it. I've been wearing a condom for years.
Tonight's the night. Mm-hmm. I use the condom. Dude, I can't wait. I've been wearing a condom for 4 years, dude.
I cannot wait to use this condom.
There we go.
You ever hear of Indian people? Anybody ever meet a guy from India?
No. What an empire we've built.
Who, the British?
The Raj. The Raj.
This show, I would have loved to have been the first British guy to be assigned to work in India.
Oh, yeah?
And then just loving the voice. Just doing
it. Be like, y'all serious just with this shit?
Doing it constantly, introducing them to being horny. Wearing that outfit, you know, the whole Raj outfit.
The feather.
Oh, you would go native.
Well, that's what they did, didn't that's they? They like did, they colonized yeah. India, and they're like, oh, we're not making you us. We're just going to be you. So we're the...
Do you
yeah, they,
would,
they wore, like, they
wore
became
turbans.
Rajas. They wore turbans.
They wore, like, British army uniforms and turbans.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they, like, synthesized the cultures.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's why they're so horny.
The British aren't... Why? The British aren't that horny.
I said it, and I don't have a reason. So, look...
The British are horny. They do dogging.
Dogging?
Mm-hmm.
What's dogging?
Dogging is like when you go to a field and have sex.
Oh, you mean they fuck?
No, if you put dogging into Pornhub, it's British people driving into a field and then having sex in the field, and they're like, oh, you want to go dogging?
That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know why it's called that or what it is, but it's a thing there, apparently.
Okay. All right. Point rescinded, then, if that's the case. If they dog.
They go dogging.
They go dogging.
What a stupid people. Why do you guys still have them on your money? That's pretty cucked.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Queen Elizabeth.
What if we put Seal on the money?
Put Seal on the fucking money.
Seal?
Put
Seal.
Would you probably have to kill yourself, huh?
She would. She would kill herself. Damn, that's fucked
Show
up.
Some fucking
that would be fun. That would be great if instead of Harriet Tubman, we put Seal on the $20 bill.
That would be Trump's move. Just picking.
Yeah, I heard his music recently, and I like it a lot. Look, you said it had to be somebody. I don't think it should be Harriet Tubman. I think it should be Seal. Look, I've met him. He's beautiful. He's got scars on his face from Africa. You've been there. Africa. Terrible place. It's a shithole. It's disgusting. You go there one day, you've got a normal face come out, your scars all over. So that's why we should put him on the $20 bill. That's my favorite move.
He's got incredible moves. Yeah. You have to give the choreography something.
Yeah. No, I love it. Like, just, I mean, I don't love. It's just, he's just now, like, this woman is like, he raped me. Here's the exact details. And then people are like, I mean, we tried this already. I'm sorry. We already tried that one. People are going to vote for him. There needs to be a different plan.
Honestly, you should get a guy to say that he was gay.
Ooh, that's
Trump
good.
Is so immature. He'd be like, "I'm not fucking gay." He'd get mad and stuff.
That's
He'd tweet
good.
About it all day long. He's like, "Would a gay guy get this much pussy?" Like,
that is true, man. I like this.
Honestly, you got to play by elementary school.
Yeah,
rules.
It is funny. All the shit that didn't work on Barack Obama would work on. Donald
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Tell him he was a gay.
He was having gay sex for cocaine when Benghazi happened.
Which is, you know, the facts aren't all in yet about that.
Whether Obama was having gay sex in a limousine.
That's right.
There are question marks. He was sucking off three Monopoly men in a limousine. Three.
That is such an awesome, like, fake rumor.
About
that the
how
president.
He was a gay prostitute.
It's not that he was gay, right? That's fine. It's that he was. A prostitute.
He was
the president.
He was a rent boy.
He was the president.
While Benghazi is happening.
While Benghazi is happening. He's like, well, everything looks
good. I apologize.
Everything
looks
good here.
I had to make $22.
Hillary, you got it from here.
I had $22 to make.
Dude, honestly, though, imagine having that much power that you get you get to pay the president to suck your dick.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Jeffrey Epstein money.
That's awesome, dude.
Oh, no, no.
That's what was really happening on that plane.
You can get a president to suck
your dick. Oh, you think Bill Clinton
was
sucking?
He was having sex with Dershowitz and, yeah.
Oh, and the cover-up is child.
Yeah.
Fucking children.
Fucking children. But really, they're all just being raped by Jeffrey Epstein.
All of Pizzagate. That's where they're all like, this is nonsense. This story's fake.
No, it's not true.
There's no nothing. There's no truth to it. I'm not being forced to have sex with Jeffrey Epstein. There's nothing happening to that pizza restaurant.
Everywhere. Jeffrey Epstein just balls deep in Bill Clinton.
Yeah, yeah. Can I go home?
Can I
now?
Please go home?
I just want to go home. I don't want to. I learned my lesson.
Well, that's going to do it for us, folks.
Oh. Woo! Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for coming, guys. We really appreciate you guys are the best. Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be hanging here for a sec, but what's that? Go outside and smoke.
Go outside and smoke cigarettes.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Yeah. But thank you guys. No, we're not doing that. We're leaving. Bye. Guys, thank you so much.